I've got the video player screen open in a corner, and I'm pretty quick to minimize that, but all it does is give more space to the investigation file in Word open underneath. I fumble with the keypad, trying to close that. It's open long enough, I reckon, for Dad to read the title. Investigation into the Olivia Curran Mystery / Murder. The hell is that, Billy? You said you had math homework. You got out of helping because you had math. Did you lie to me? It's really hard to snap back into Dad's world after what I've been doing, and I can't understand why he's so angry. I could tell him that I finished, but then he'll be annoyed that I didn't come and help him. Anyway, I don't think of it in time. Investigation into the Olivia Curran mystery? That's not math. What the hell are you doing? It's nothing, I say, and I close the laptop screen. I feel my face flush hot. It's just a project I have to do for PD. I don't know why I tell him that. It's just the first thing that comes into my head. It's not a good excuse, but I'm pretty sure it's better than telling him what I've really been doing. I can't imagine how mad he'd get if he knew she was dead, and I could have saved her. PD? That personal development bullshit? You're studying that girl for personal development? That's sick. It turns out it was actually a good excuse, because Dad always gets angry when he hears about PD. I think it's because they didn't have it when he was at school, so he can't figure out what it's for. Jesus, that's not right. Dad seems thrown off balance by this, so I keep going. Yeah, it's about keeping safe, you know, from pedos and stuff. Pedos? Pedophiles. They're people who like to... I know what a goddamn pedophile is, Billy. Dad cuts me off. I'm just not sure the school should be giving you projects on them. He stops for a minute, looking at the closed computer. Then he looks right back at me. You're not lying to me, are you, Billy? I hesitate for just a second. Maybe I should just tell him. After all, what I'm doing here is unquestionably adult stuff. Surely I can tell Dad. But I feel another flush of guilt that I was too late to save Olivia, and I push away any thought of telling him. I'm going to tell the police, then they can deal with it. Dad never needs to know. No one ever needs to know that I could have saved her. I shake my head. No. For a little while, the only noise is the sound of Dad breathing, irregularly, because he's still angry. I think I'm out of the woods, but he doesn't let up. Then let me see. Let me see what you were working on. Open it up, right now. He's called my bluff. I can't let him see the detail. It's all about Mr. Foster and how he killed her. And it's too late to be honest now. Not now, I just lied to Dad. I can't let him see my computer. But he leans over me and lifts up the laptop lid. The screen comes to life. Welcome back, user Billy Wheatley. Enter password. What's your password, Billy? Put it in. Let me see what you're doing. I hesitate. There's something about the way Dad's standing over me that's just plain scary. Put the goddamn password in, Billy. Put it in now! His voice is so loud it makes my fingers jump onto the keyboard. But I stop myself just before they press out the word that's throbbing in my head. All my passwords are variations on one two-word root, with different endings and numbers to make them more secure, but Dad doesn't know the root. I start to type. Incorrect password. I say, and I try again, typing the same word in a second time. The computer makes the same dud sound, and I'm still locked out. What the hell are you doing, Billy? I can't get into it. I changed the password the other night, and I forgot what it is. Bullshit! Dad slams the little table with his hand, and the empty soda can falls off and onto the floor. I freeze, not knowing what to do. Then Dad's anger turns to frustration. He can't figure out what to tell me to do. I've got it written down at home, I say. I can open it again there. It's just I keep changing my password for security, and I forgot. I pretend to try again, still typing in the wrong word because, obviously, I haven't really forgotten my password. I'd never do that. Billy, are you lying to me? Are you really studying what happened to that girl for PD? There's not much else I can do but nod. How you getting on? I'm getting hungry here. Rogers' voice interrupted her work. West flicked through the remaining envelopes. I got 3 to go. I want to get them done before lunch, she said, expecting him to let her get back to it. But he didn't. I got another 2 sightings in Paris. Paris? She said. She searched her mind. Paris had come up before. Was it something? Yeah, but don't get excited. They're worthless. They both took photos. Wrong age, wrong height. One of them was fat. How's she going to get fat in 2 months? They reckon she's been hiding out eating donuts on top of the Eiffel Tower? France, though, West said, remembering. I had some sightings in France the other day. She looked thoughtful. And you're still wondering if it can really be a coincidence? Well, it's not. I'll tell you what it is. Rogers leaned forward. What you've got is 320 million Americans who know this girl's missing and think that's tragic because she's pretty. Then, when these people go on vacation, which sometimes they do, they stop staring at the floor and look around them for a change. And when they do that, suddenly they start noticing people, including teenage girls who are pretty and look a little like Olivia Curran. Believe me, that's why France keeps coming up. A lot of Americans go on vacation to Europe at this time of year. West had heard this theory from Rogers before, but he was refining it as time went on. She had to admit, it seemed to match the evidence they were building up. I thought you were supposed to go to Paris in the springtime, she asked, but he ignored her. Her concentration broken, she asked another question. Anyway, how come you were whistling in the shower this morning? Isn't yours cold? He looked up, pretending to be surprised, but unable to restrain a grin. Cold? Yeah. No. What do you mean, no? I mean, it's not cold. Well, not anymore, it isn't. I got Tommy's brother to take a look at it. He's a plumber. If anything, it's a little hot now. He mimed, shrinking back from hot water. Tommy? Who's Tommy? Tommy. You know, the skinny guy from Patrol. We were in the bar the other night, and I was moaning about the apartment. He said his brother could take a look for me. West thought for a moment. No one had asked her to the bar. But then she'd not made much of an effort with the guys. You didn't get him to look at mine as well? I didn't know yours was cold. Rogers made a face like this was obvious. Was I really whistling? She ignored that, wondering how easy it would be to speak with Tommy. At first, she had been expecting to receive knowing looks and comments from all the guys, but even though Rogers seemed to spend plenty of time socializing, he didn't seem to have let on at all. Did you get the plumber's number? No. Rogers shrugged. You heard me? You were listening to me in the shower? No, I wasn't listening. I was in the shower at the same time, and I heard you in there whistling. Did you have the toothbrush glass up against the wall to hear better? Don't be an idiot. Rogers just grinned at her. West shook her head and looked away. Come on, Rogers said. Come on where? It's lunchtime. My stomach's rumbling.